Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Beis Omud Beis, and we begin at the bottom of Pei Beis Omud Aleph. We're still in the middle of Siman Nun Gimel, the halachos of who should be the chazan, and we're up to Seif Yud Aleph. And this is one of the most important seifim telling us how long davening should be. The Mechaber writes, Shaliach Tzibu Shemarich B'Tfiloso. If the chazan is extending the davening, he's davening at a very schlepped out, dragged out pace. If he's doing this kidei shiyishmu kolo orev, because he wants everybody to hear his beautiful voice, so imu machmas shesomeach belibo al shenosin hodol Hashem yisbarach b'neima. If he's really doing this totally l'shem shemayim, he's so thrilled that he has Baruch Hashem a nice voice and he's singing the lechabed shem shemayim, and this is totally pure for Hashem. Tovo all of bracha. That is actually praiseworthy. However, it has to be v'hu shiyispala b'kovid rosh. It must absolutely be that his motives are pure, that he's davening with a very respectful and deep understanding of that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's standing there with awe and trepidation. However, if he's doing this because he knows he has a nice voice and he likes to hear himself sing and he likes other people to hear himself sing, that is disgusting. The Mechaber then adds, under even the best of circumstances, kol shemarich tfiloso lo tovose mipnei torah hatzibur. Even if you're doing it purely l'shem shemayim, if it's done at the expense of being matriach the tzibur, causing the tzibur to be unhappy by the length of the davening, so then it's not a good thing that you're doing, even if you're doing it l'shem shemayim. And Allah has kama v'kama if you're not doing it l'shem shemayim. Let's delve into this in more detail. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Daled writes, Mi sheyesh lo kol noyim, yiranin la kodesh baruch hu, v'lo shar rinonos. If somebody is blessed with having a beautiful voice, he should make sure that he's the chazan in the shul. He should be singing towards Hashem and not using his voice for other purposes. V'im rakak, he says, by the way, if the chazan has to spit, yekaneach piv v'yachakach yispalo. It's improper to have spit and then go and daven. He should first rinse his mouth out or do something. In those days, it was very common for people to spit into spittoons that were all over the shul. Today, Baruch Hashem, we don't have this problem as much. Sivkot and Lamed Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's disgusting if the chazan is marich and he's not doing l'shem shemayim. He brings down from the Sefer Chasidim, B'shosh Rav Mishim Gamliel Yotzel Adin Lehoreg, telling us how great it is for a person to be careful about extending the davening. Because even if you're doing it totally l'shem shemayim, one has to really question, is it 100% l'shem shemayim? And if it's not 100% l'shem shemayim, it's no good. And he brings down the famous story that Rabbi Gamliel was one of the Asar Yogri Malchus. And he spoke to Rabbi Yishmol Kohen Gadol, who was another one of the Asar Harugi Malchus. And he said, Achi, mipnei ma'ani yotzei lihorig. Why am I being killed over here? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctioning that the Romans are taking me out to be killed? And Amar lo, Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Shemo ayiso doresh barabim v'somach libcho v'neiso midivrei Torah. He said, maybe one time when you were giving a shir, you were so happy and you were getting personal hanoah from the Torah. And maybe on a person on your madrega, that's held to be not proper. Amar lo, he told Rabbi Shmuel, Ochi, my brother, nichamtoni. You've explained to me and I accept the din from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is correct. If this is the great Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who could a smidgen of not being totally l'shem shemayim, halachas kam v'kama, a person who's a chazan, should be very, very careful not to extend his davening beyond what is considered appropriate for that shul and for that tzibur. Sivkot Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, he brings down the name of the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Marshal. Also lo laharich, a person should not be marach in the tefila shelo biratzon akol, without the permission of the call, afilu b'shabbos and yontif. This is true, even on days when people aren't running to work and they don't have that excuse, like on Shabbos and yontif. He says, v'af biratzon akol, and even if the call has appointed him as a chazan, wants him to daven as a chazan, he should be careful. Yos midai maguna, doing too much is disgusting. Why? This doesn't include in that you're supposed to give half of your Shabbos to Hashem, half of your Yontif to Hashem, and half to yourselves. This is going beyond. Kosef Shorei Knesses Gedolei brings down from the Shorei Knesses Gedolei in the name of the Tshuvas Rimi Bruna, the Marimi Bruna. Shaliach Tzibor Shenifsal Kolot. The Shaliach Tzibor's voice is no longer as good as it used to be. Im Nishma Kiluhu Miraseis V'Shavur Posel. If his voice is really cracking and he no longer can hit the notes that he did previously, so then he really can't be the Shaliach Tzibor anymore. Furthermore, Od Kosef, Im Shnei Chazonim Shavim. If you have two equally competent Chazonim, a Kohen would take precedence over a Levi. A Levi would take precedence over Yisrael, and a Talmud Chacham Kori La'ama Aretz, Kodim La'ama Aretz, Afilu Hu Kohen, V'Koshkin Levi. And an Ama Aretz, even if he's a Kohen, doesn't take precedence over a Talmud Chacham who's a Yisrael. The Halacha Brura echoes this and says, Afilu B'Shabbos and Yontiv Ein Lo La'arach B'Tfiloso Shelo B'Rotzon HaKol, and even with the Rotzon of the Kol, inappropriate and improper and disgusting to extend the davening too much so. Dishu footnote number 44 brings down, in regards to Chazonim that extend the davening too much, he brings in Simon Reish Pei Aleph, Kfar Hifligu, they've already complained, Hakadmonim, the earlier great sages, Bignus, to the embarrassment of Hamisharim, Hamarichim, Umafridim Os Michaverta, Viteva Michaverta. He already brings down that they were very upset when the Chazonim, when they're extending the davening, they're stretching out the davening, that they're mispronouncing words, and they're changing the meaning, possibly the words. Ubiyosim Motze Kilkola Yedehanigunim Besima Bracha, and they can cause the conclusion of the Bracha, the people not to answer Amen at the right time by stretching it out and just ruining the Bracha. Shalafanim Onimakol Amen Kodim Shasi Amamish is a Bracha. The Tzibur answers Amen because he hasn't yet finished singing, but they think that he has. Sometimes he extends the bracha, he's already finished it, and he's going, ay, 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 and the call answers, amen, behefsik gadol, only too late with the great hefsik. He then adds and brings down a famous statement from the Rimigash, who was the Rambam's Rebbe, and he writes that the Chazan, when he's davening his silent Shalom Esrei, should not extend it too long, because it's a tircha for the Tzibur if they're all waiting for him. That's why the custom has come about that we wait till the Rav has finished. It's not because of covet for the Rav. We're assuming the Rav davens at the proper pace, mila b'mila, and you shouldn't daven if you're the Chazan longer than the Rav. That's considered also very inappropriate according to the Rimigash. An exception to this is if a person has his shtiebel, his own shtiebel, and anybody that davens there knows that he's going to extend the davening for a very long period of time, and yet they're willingly coming over there. In that situation, yochel laharich kivin shal das kein bolus balitzel, because they all understand and they're willing to wait. The halacha brura brings down that later on we will learn the halachos of not doubling up or repeating any words. This is very, very important. And he writes, eino rashoy lichvol tevos o osios. One should not repeat words or letters of the words. He adds, "V'izor gam shlo yitain kol libo v'daito liyofi amigina." You shouldn't spend so much time thinking and worrying about the tune, because in this situation you'll be masiach dato from the proper kavan of the words that you're bringing from your forth from your mouth. He says you also have to be very careful when you're extending the words not to change around their meaning. Shlo ta'ovet hateves mashmuusa. You'll change the meaning of a word. V'yayotze mipiv kidover shein lamuvan. And the words that are coming out of your mouth by adding on ayayays or extra parts to the word change the meaning of the word. He says you also have to be careful not to take breaths in the middle of the word because it could separate the word into two different words that have a different meaning. Furthermore, Yizor Shalo Yishanos Tzuras Habitri Machas Magina. You have to make sure that you're pronouncing the words, those that have the accent in the front, those that have the accent towards the end of the word. By your song, you sometimes change around the meaning of the word by having the accent on the wrong part of the word. And he says this is especially true when you're saying the shame of Hashem. One must be very, very careful to pronounce that word correctly. Mil Ra, the low, Mil El. The accent on the end of the word, not on the beginning of the word. There's much, much more to be said on this. The proper way to daven is to daven slowly. We're not suggesting that one shouldn't daven slowly to pronounce each word, but the singing and the arichus of the chazan is something that one has to be very familiar with the din and what is appropriate, what's not appropriate. Obviously, if it's going to inspire the people to daven better, there's a benefit from that, but if it's certainly going to be a tircha v'tzibura, and if it's going to cause mispronouncing of the words or an incorrect halachic davening, so then one has to be very, very careful if one is the chazan not to be the cause of this. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Eimim Mane Mishakori La'alfin Einin or La'ainin Alfin. One should not appoint to be the Chazan, somebody who can't differentiate between an Aleph and an Ayin. Now, those of Ashkenazic descent are going to say, I really don't know the difference between them, and we'll see the Bir Halacha in the Dibur HaMaskul. Mishakori says, the Mekel Bezeh Bezmanenu Shein Rova Om Mavchinen Bezeh. Nowadays we're very Mekel on this because we unfortunately can't make such a distinction. But those in the Eidos HaMizrach do know how to pronounce the difference between an Aleph and an Ayin. And just as an example, the Gaza Strip in Hebrew, it's spelled with an Ayin. It's the Azo Strip because the Ayin sound is not the same as a Gimel sound, but it's closer to a hard sound than is the Aleph sound. And that's why in various parts of Europe they pronounce the word Yankiv, because they're attempting to make this distinction between an Ayin and an Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Lamed Zayin, Pirush, what's the difference? Havoras Ayin, the pronunciation of the Ayin, hu b'chozek, it's a stronger sound, the Amuka, deeper sound, Yosem, Havoras Aleph, than the Aleph. Similarly, he says, "V'hu adin l'mi shekori chesin hayin, o shekori l'shiboles siboles." The people that can't make the distinction between a hay and a ches, and a shin and a sin. V'im kulam edavim kach. However, if the entire tzibur davens this way, as there are various communities that was the proper or considered the proper pronunciation, mutl yo shliach tzibur, then you can't appoint such a person to be the shliach tzibur in that minyan. Furthermore, v'da'o du adin l'chol mi. This is true for anybody that can't pronounce the words. For example, he's kvad peh uchvad loshon. He has some sort of a lisp or a stutter, and he can't pronounce the words correctly. We don't appoint him to be the chazan l'chachila. He brings down, this is muchach from the Rambam, as well in several places, and he says, look in the Kesef Mishnah there. He says, as well, look in the Yerushalmi, and the explanation that the Pnei Moshe gives over there, ayin shom. Sivkot lamed ches, he writes, look in the Prichodosh, Shehele Bizman, the Leko Acher. If there is nobody else available who can differentiate between the Ayin and the Aleph, no one is as qualified as he is, except for that. Mutul Horido, Lateva Afilu B'chesin, Ayin. Even such a person is allowed to be the Chazin, even if he can't differentiate between the Ches and the Hay properly. However, he brings down from the Pnei Moshe, who's disagreeing with this, and Sover, the Afilu B'Leko Acher. Even if there is nobody else as qualified as him, Lo Shari, you shouldn't let such a person be the Chazin. Kim Hecho de Kishu, Mechavi, Likroso, So, Leches, Ayde Torech, Ochel, Likroso, So Shapir. Only if he tries very hard, he can make the distinction, so then you can let such a person daven. Nero, furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Dafilu l'prichodosh ein mutalim nanoso l'shtel tzibah bekeva. Certainly, everybody agrees, he says, the pre-chodesh, the idea that you shouldn't appoint this person to be the regular chazan, because once you appoint him, you can't take him away, and pen yizdamin mocha acher tov mimenu. You may find somebody else tomorrow that's better than him, and now you're stuck. Raki says, Lepam zeh mutal arido b'deleka roi kamoso, but if there's nobody else right now as qualified as he is, except for this ability to pronounce the letters properly, then you can appoint him. And he brings down the famous Gemara where Rav Chiya, who had trouble pronouncing the hay and the ches, was appointed. Look in the Gemara over there. The issue footnote number 45 goes into great depth as to what happens if a person who has the pronunciation of Ashkenazis goes into a shul where the pronunciation is Sfaradit, or to the Eidos HaMizrach where they have a different Havara. So Ayin Shom in the issue footnote number 45, what is the proper pronunciation that person should use when he davens for the Omud? Some suggest he should daven his own nusach. Others suggest, if possible, he should try to daven in the havara and the pronunciation of the tzibur that he's davening in. There may be a kula as well if the person is a chiyuv for the amud. He's rachmona litzlan in the yud beis chodesh for a parent. So then, even if he can't daven in their nusach, he might still be able to daven for the amud. Others disagree. Sifu Gimel now deals with a very important additional din. Pochei ach, a person who has ripped clothing, is the Mechaber himself says, "Hu misha bigdo karua uzroos of megulim." His shirt is ripped and his arm is visible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamites says, as well as his shoulder is visible. Lo yered lifnei hateva. Such a person should not be the chazan for the tzibur. It's not proper cover for the tzibur for the chazan to have his arms and shoulder bared. In Sivkot and Mem, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Leosos lo shliach tzibur l'spala." We're talking here about him being the shliach tzibur. He shouldn't be the shliach tzibur for the tzibur, but an individual might be able to daven like that. We'll talk about this momentarily. What should such a person do if he's mis kedusha? So avo parisu al shema levad. He is able to go and say a partial out loud shema and shemone esrei, so people will answer to him. However, v'gam eno kori b'torah, but he should not go and be the Balkriya, Shiginaihu. This is an embarrassment. This is improper for the tzibur to have such a person lead them. The issue footnote number 47 goes further into the halachos of how a shaliach tzibur should be properly dressed, ayin shom. The halacha brura also has a very important discussion on this subject. He says, first of all, the word pocheach comes from the oruch, explanation of the psukim in Yeshaya Chof, where it says Avde Yeshaya Orum, and the Targum there says Avde Yeshaya Pacheach. So this Loshon Pacheach means that they're somewhat naked, they're somewhat unclothed, which means that their arms are revealed. The Halacha Berurah adds, if somebody wears a short sleeve shirt, so if your elbow and up is covered up, so then you can be the chazan for the tzibur. But if your elbows are uncovered, from above the elbows to the shoulder, it is uncovered, so then you shouldn't be the shliach tzibur, because it's not proper cover for the tzibur, based upon the pasuk. You should prepare yourself properly to daven in front of Hashem. However, such a person, Meikra Din, is Roy If he's wearing a short sleeve shirt that has an open arm above the elbow, so then he can daven for himself. If he does want to daven to be the chazan, he should put on some sort of a jacket or a talis to cover up his arms. Likewise with shorts, it's improper for such a person to wear shorts and be the shliach tzibur. However, if he's in a place, for example, on the moshavim, the halacha brewer writes, where it's somewhat customary for people to dress in a more casual fashion, including wearing shorts, so such a person can daven in the tzibur. He shouldn't daven for the amud, but he can daven in the tzibur, but he has to wash his hands before he davens, and he should be very careful, obviously, not to touch his exposed leg while he is davening. He says it is proper that when you teach young children to go and daven in shul, if they're young, that they're wearing shorts, so then one should be teaching them how careful is they shouldn't touch their legs as well. He adds it's very appropriate for everybody to always wear nice clothing when they're davening, special clothing for the tefillah, shehei nireh ka'omid lifnei ha'melech, so it looks like you're standing in front of the king. And if we truly understand the importance of the tefillah, we'll try to wear certainly nice clothing while we daven. Sif Yudala, the Mechaber writes, a blind person, Suma, Yorei Lifnei HaTeva, is allowed to be the Chazan. However, Ubevat Shelo Yikro B'Torah, he's not allowed to read from the Torah, because the Torah is Dvar Mishe B'Chsav, and Dvar Mishe B'Chsav, Ya Torah Shoy Lo'omron HaPeh. You're not allowed to say words of Torah by heart, you have to say them from a parchment or from a direct reading, as opposed to by heart, and therefore the Chazan can't read from the Torah if he's blind. Sif Katan Men Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is, even if he's blind, both of his eyes, he can still be the chazan because he's chayav b'chol mitzvos min haTorah, as we hold like Rabbanon of the Rabbi Yehuda who say that a suma is obligated. He brings down the Chavos Yar, the tshuva who writes, afal pikein lo yispalu suma b'yomin arayim. He shouldn't be the chazan during the yomin arayim, and there it's even if he's only blind in one eye, he still shouldn't be the chazan for the yomin arayim. In Dirshu footnote number 48, he brings down the reason for this, mishom hakriveo nola pechosech, you should only have the most worthy of people from a physical as well as a spiritual point of view davening for you, and as well al piasod, based upon Kabbalistic reasons. Mishnah Berurah does bring down that the Sefer El Yo Rabba disagrees with this. Mishnah Berurah concludes, Venira Li, the Af, the Livrei Chavos Yor, even according to the Chavos Yor, who says that such a person should not be the Chazan, Hainu Rak Shalo L'manus L'chatrila, that's only that you shouldn't appoint him L'chatrila. Avo Lo L'salko Mishleach Tzibo Im Nasa Suma, but if he's already the Shleach Tzibo and he becomes blind, you don't have to remove him from this position. Furthermore, Shleach Tzibo Sheyesh Lo Kvedus Oznaim, if a person is hard of hearing, Sheino Shmei Klal, if he's so hard of hearing that he's actually deaf, so he brings down from the Chedusha Rabbi Kiva Eger that he shouldn't be the Shliach Tzibur, because technically the Afim Lo Hishmiya Lozun Yotze, even if a person, as long as he pronounced the words, even if he didn't hear it, he's technically Yotze. You do have to pronounce the words, you can't think the words, but if you didn't hear them, you're technically Yotze. However, for the Chazan, L'chatchila Tzorich L'Hishmiya Lozun, he should hear his own words, and he shouldn't be Motze somebody else, L'chatchila. The issue footnote 49 does bring down, and this is halacha brewer as well, that if he's just hard of hearing, but he can hear if you say things loud, so then even the Taz, who says that he shouldn't appoint such a person to be the Shliach Tzibur, if he's a cheresh, if he's a person, as long as he's not totally deaf, such a person could be even appointed lechatchila. The issue footnote number 51 points out that nowadays we do allow a blind person to get an aliyah because he's usually not the one who's reading from it. We normally have a Baal Kriya who reads for the people, and therefore Shomea Ka'one would work in this situation, and even though he's blind and he couldn't read it himself, we allow such a person, a blind person, to get an aliyah. He does point out that for Parshas Zohar, which is a Din D'oraisa, and possibly Parshas Parah as well, some suggest it's a Din D'oraisa, it would be preferable not to have a blind person read the Torah, like we spoke the other day, that you shouldn't have a katan get that aliyah. Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Shliach Tzibur Kavua, Yorid Lifnei HaTeva Mi'atzmo, V'lo Yamtin Shomru Lo. The Shliach Tzibur who is appointed to be the Shliach Tzibur does not have to wait to be asked by the Gabbai to go up there, but he can just go up there directly and not cause a Tircha de Tzibura. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Gimel writes, Lo Yamtin, he shouldn't wait, Shahari Kvar Minu Lezeh, he shouldn't wait because he's been appointed for this. In Dishu footnote 52, he brings down that it means, Lo Rach Shein Otzorech, Elo Eino Roi Shyamsin, he should not wait at all. This concludes today's shir.